olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Ua faa mawae molona tofi le taitai o le ekalesia Engelani I Peretania male lalolangi Archbishop Justin Welby. O le nei faa I unga ua faya I le mae ai o le se fulu tausanga o ni tuua inga e faasino I se tangata nangalue I le ekalesia Engelani o se loia e ngoa ia John Smythe. Nangalue o ia o se faya onga I vasenga o mata upu faa keresiano I summer camps ale e kalesia Engelani. E lima se fulu tausanga o faya e John Smythe sa wanga e alfia I feusua inga fa amalosi ma le sasaino tamaiti I summer camps ale e kalesia Engelani e le ngata I Peretania a e fapena I Zimbabwe ma Afrika I saute. O se suasuenga ma se reporti ale televise le Channel 4 I Peretania Na amatai se suasuenga leo leo ia John Smythe, peitai naoti Smythe ile luafe se fulmalevalu e le I faatalanoa ina e leo leo. O se tasi nasawa ina John Smythe mo le tele o tausanga o Andrew Morse.
In 1975 I met John Smythe for the first time at a Christian meeting at the school that I was at, Winchester College, and over a number of years he groomed me to the result that he introduced sadistic beatings when I was an older teenager and through my university days up until the point that I made an attempt on my life to stop the abuse.
O le tuua inga pe ona faa mawae nei le Archbishop of Canterbury, le taitai o le ekalesia Engelani le lalolangi Justin Welby, Na mafua mai ina ua faa maonia I se suasuenga le ekalesia, le iloa e Justin Welby I le tausanga lua fe se fulumalatolu, o sa wanga na faya John Smythe I tamaiti, a e na tele I longoina I leo leo, pe na faya iai sana faa I unga taala feangai. O se petition ale sinoti le General Synod, o se komiti o fai feau ale ekalesia e Engelani, Na lato vala awai ya Archbishop Justin Welby e faa mawae molona tofi o na uale o to iate ia le faa tuatuanga a le sinoti na te taita ia le ekalesia. Isana saa anuanga na faa alia Justin Welby wo ia tuwina ile tupua Peretania sa le saletolu lana faa mawaenga.
Having sought the gracious permission of His Majesty the King, I have decided to resign as Archbishop of Canterbury. When I was informed in 2013 and told that police had been notified, I believed wrongly that an appropriate solution would follow. It is very clear that I must take personal and institutional responsibility for the long and re-traumatising period between 2013 and 2024. I hope this decision makes clear how seriously the Church of England understands the need for change and our profound commitment to creating a safer church. As I step down, I do so in sorrow with all victims and survivors of abuse. The last few days have renewed my long-felt and profound sense of shame at the historic safeguarding failures of the Church of England.
Le sa'avea, ma ta'itai o le ekalesia Engelani, Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, na fa'alia Andrew Morse, O a afianga mai sa wanga a John Smythe, na o oai I le tele o taimi, na mafaufa wai pe e sili o na pule ilona ola.
The abuse itself was physical. It was caning, many, many hits with a cane. But the far more damaging to me was the mental anguish that came along with it and the sort of counting down from one beating to another. For my 21st birthday, John Smythe suggested or told me that I needed a special beating. And at that point, I decided that my life wasn't worth living and that I'd rather face death than another of his beatings. I've struggled with PTSD and mental health problems, particularly in later life. There was a period when I felt that I was free of the abuse and free of John Smythe. but the thoughts returned and the anxiety returned and showed itself in different ways in my daily life. And I can honestly say there isn't probably a day or two that goes by without me thinking about it and whether I could have done more to expose Smythe myself and therefore stop the abuse that continued in Africa.
Andrew Morse. Na fesilingia le paalemi o Peretania, soe ke ashtama I sona finangalo I le faa maavaenga a Justin Welby, mai le tofi, Archbishop of Canterbury.
You know, it's a matter in the end for the church, but I'm not going to shy away from the fact that saying these are horrific allegations and that my thoughts are with the victims in relation to it.
Le paalemi o Peretania, soe ke ashtama. Na faamatalaina David Thompson, or the Emeritus Professor I le mataupu o le Modern Church History I le University of Cambridge, e I le palemia se ke ashtama le tiute o le tuwino suafa o tangata ngavaa I le tupu, e faye iei lana filifilinga mo se isi esui tulanga I a Justin Welby, e avea ma le Archbishop of Canterbury e soso onei. Aena I ata ua o le faa mavae o se Archbishop of Canterbury, o se mea e matua sia sia ona tupu I le ekalesia.
I certainly can't think of a precedent in the past. I wouldn't have expected there to be a precedent before 1900. It's only in the 20th century and since that it's even been possible for bishops to resign. In the 20th century, a different system was developed to ensure a greater say from members of the church.
Emeritus Professor David Thompson, o le Modern History I le University of Cambridge. Na iloa I le suasuenga o le tausanga awhiwa se lauvalu fulmalelua, na muamua alia e aitu o inga e faasino I a John Smythe. Peitai, nanana, mafa'alafi e ta itai mafaife awole kalesia engelani ile pui puinga ole ingoa ta uleleia ole kalesia. A yeini fafita auli ile reporti lena e mafaio na maua se fesoswani ma ile lifeline lua sfumulafai tula ile tasitolu, tasitasi, tasifa. Lifeline, tasitolu, tasitasi, tasifa. O le reporti na whaamao pōpoina e Sue Lennon mō le SBS News.
Like, share, ma whaali sau finangalo. Muli muli I le SBS Samoan I le Facebook.